producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Our country doesn't win anymore. We don't win on trade. We don't win on the military. We can't defeat ISIS. We're not taking care of our great people, the veterans. We're not taking care of them. We have to change our whole way. Our healthcare system is a disaster. It's going to implode in 2017, just like you're sitting there. It doesn't work. Nothing works in our country. If I'm elected president, we will win again. We will win a lot. And we're going to have a great, great country, greater than ever before.
Donald Trump, he wraps it up by saying, we'll have the best country greater than before. We don't win. That's his familiar theme. He had a big nugget that came out of the debate earlier. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is what we start with, the debate and where we roll from here. He said he's totally committed to run as a Republican, leaving the door completely shut for jumping in to the third party. The great abyss of I'll run as a third party presidential candidate. What he said was, I've gained great respect for the Republican leadership in many different forms, for the people on the dais. I have great respect for the people I've met in this process. I will tell you, I am totally committed to the Republican Party. These are his words. I feel very honored to be the front runner, and I think I'll do very well if I'm chosen. If I'm so fortunate enough to be chosen, polls have come out recently to say I will beat Hillary Clinton. Oh, my, oh, my. So it was a lot of back and forth, some jabs, immigration was discussed, ISIS was discussed, energy was discussed, the energy of Jeb Bush. There is no bounds to how often Trump will come after him for having some form of low energy, some reference to he doesn't have the energy. And Bush tried to fight back. He laid into Trump. He said, you can't insult your way to the presidency. But a lot of the candidates circled around like sharks to go after the Donald, saying that he's not worthy, that he's a chaos candidate, and several other choice words, that he wasn't the guy, in other words. He didn't have the teeth to do this job. And Ben Carson, the doctor, knows what it's like to be in the waiting room because he was in the waiting room for a very long time before he was even asked a question, and he complained that he wasn't asked a question sooner. 2.5 hours of the Republicans from the Venetian in Las Vegas. I'm sure the ratings will be high. Lots of people tuned in, no matter what their ideology. They tuned in to watch, to see what was going to be said, and to look at how their maybe potential candidates, if you're voting for a Republican, is doing. There were some interesting moments from the debate. And here's what I wonder. Is Trump really still the front runner? Is Trump the front runner in this race for the Republican nomination? I mean, you can look at the polls. You can look at all of the clips that he gets every single day. But that doesn't mean he's going to win. Nobody really tried to engage him, I'll say this, on that whole temporary ban on Muslim immigration. You know, before the debate and right when he started to say it, a lot of the other presidential potentials on the Republican side had something to say about Donald's comments about keeping the Muslims out. I mean, they were definitely coming after him on that position, but not so much on the stage. We didn't really see that. That's what I expected. Nobody engaged there. Nobody went after him for that. And clearly, the mix-up that the sort of the MMA cage fight that everybody always wants to see, or at least one of them, is Jeb and Trump. Because Trump will easily throw the insults about the energy, and Jeb now is trying to come back and stick it to Trump. So there's a few dust-ups, a few sparks, but nothing that I think would change anything dramatically in any way. And the big news is I'm totally committed to running. I'm totally committed to running as a Republican. That's the biggest takeaway, I think, from the debate. One of the biggest takeaways from the debate is that he's saying there's no way he's going to jump to a third party. So that ends that whole sidebar discussion about how dangerous it could be if he's popular enough, if he decides to stick it to the Republicans. Doesn't look like that's happening whatsoever. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk more, obviously, about the debate, the specifics of what happened, the hopefuls who maybe look better, who really has the inside track and motor from there. Also, mix it up with our Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the show. In Nail the Score, it's very simple. For fun, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. Our computer, our magical, wonderful GCN computer, picks the game of the week. Then you tell us, call us up and tell us who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be. And we hopefully have a winner this time around, because whoever wins gets a computer. And tis the time, tis the season of gifting, so I would love to gift somebody that computer. I would love it. We're also going to talk about Obamacare, affordable care, health care, all that kind of stuff. We'll mix a little conversation about that. Did you sign up for health care? Unless you get it from your job, you probably were bombarded by tons of mail about signing up. And there is another chance to sign up, by the way, if you miss the window. The fines go up, and if you look at what you pay versus the fines, I mean, now it's going to start to really get ridiculous on the other side of things if you're not signed up. I know people that were confused by it, people that were bumped out by it. You know, supposedly, oh, it's better this time around, but I heard from some people that it was jammed and you couldn't really get through, and you're trying desperately to do so and sign up for it. Not necessarily in the last day or two, but even before that. So I think some of the kinks are not completely ironed out of this thing. Let's just put it that way. The music means it's time to remind you about Kate on the Road. Have a favorite place? Live in a really cool place? Recommend us. We love to take the show to your neighborhood. Go to kateontheroad.com. Meet you in a few. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you.
On September 10th, 2001, I was named Chief Federal Prosecutor in New Jersey. And on September 11th, 2001, my wife and my brother, who are in the audience tonight, went through the World Trade Center into their offices just blocks away from the Trade Center. I lost touch with them for 6 hours that day and praying that they were alive. Luckily, they were sent home. But many of our friends and others in our neighborhood lost their lives that day. Terrorism, radical jihadist terrorism, is not theoretical to me. It's real. And for 7 years, I spent my life protecting our country against another one of those attacks. You won't have to worry when I'm President of the United States whether that can be done, because I've already done it. I want the chance to do it again to protect you, your children, and your families. If you give me the chance and give me your vote, I will protect America from the wars that are being brought to our doorstep.
Chris Christie speaks. It's the wrap-up, and he talks about 9/11. He does that a lot because he did go through it, as he said, and especially when you're talking about terrorism, we relate it back so often to that horrific day in New York and then that field in Shanksville and then what happened in Washington. We continue down the road of did you see anything different this time around with the candidates? Is there someone that just jumped up at you? Is there something ridiculous that you heard? And was anything really new revealed? I think the newest piece of the equation is just Trump saying, yeah, I'm not going to run as a third-party person no matter what. You can throw in your two cents, jump in the pond, skip a few rocks with us, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Don't forget, at the tail end of the show, you could win a computer. If you nail the score, you'll have to wait till after the weekend, of course, to see if you did nail it, but the computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and yes, you call up, tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. It's like picking lottery numbers, only you don't have to spend a buck or two. Grim, hello.
Hey, hey, how's he there, Kate?
Hey, you sound good. You sound good tonight. Nice.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm going a little bit off the subject here, but I want to thank Dan very much, you know, although I don't need his O negative because I'm O negative too. And actually, I'm from the mixture of O negative that is one of the original heritages of the flag that says, don't tread on me, and a mixture of good old O negative corn husker. So, you know, mine's pretty vile too. But, nah, to kind of sum up, because I'm in complete consensus with Dan, but to just sum it up, they're the only religion, whether it's good, bad, or evil, that condemned all the other religions to a complete genocide.
Yeah, exactly.
That's enough. Said enough.
Yeah, there. I agree. That's it. I mean, you just level the playing field. That's it right there in a nutshell. Enough said, absolutely.
But now, just a little one, because Dan always does this and help Dan out a little bit here, but I just finished a pork chop, and I know how to hear about talking about food. But, you know, the key to any good chef is sauces.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Now, I love mandolin oranges, and I save the juice in the can. Who doesn't? I save the juice in the can, and then I add, let me get my thoughts together here. I add maple syrup, 100% maple, to the juice, and then a hint in taste of molasses, fresh ground pepper, and then just a hint of malt vinegar.
Try it. Oh, I will try it. That's an easy recipe.
Yeah, it's good on a fried pork chop. But I got several. Now, I did have also some good country gravy with my fries, too. Kind of doubled down on that pepper taste.
Yum. I love the pepper taste. I do. I like that on steak. I like that on anything.
Oh, well, I had a friend in college that loved putting, instead of salt, on potatoes, pepper.
It
kind of became a fad back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And
good
then
stuff.
Another thing that kind of became a fad, because I enjoyed it when I was in Germany, is instead of having ketchup, mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise.
You know, pommes frites with mayo.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fad.
Yeah, a lot of people don't care to have mayonnaise, but because they get a lot of people like salad dressing. I just don't like that strong of vinegar taste.
Yeah, I don't either. Do you, on your, people are, I'm sure, are finding this fascinating, but hang with us because you can all relate to that. I believe it's in the sauce too. When you have burgers, do you put mustard or ketchup or any of that?
No, because another thing is I got a hometown you can go to, and you know me, I'm from the West. My family's from the Midwest.
Right.
One thing you don't do is put anything on your beef.
So you like it plain.
I like my beef, you know, knock them in the nose. Yeah, knock them in the nose and slap
it
on the plate.
I love it.
But
oh, that's funny.
I have to admit, I do like soy sauce with my steak. Because it doesn't diminish the beef taste. It just makes it a little bit more saltier tasting.
You know what? I put that on burgers. That's kind of my secret sauce. If you mix it in with burgers, it tastes good. Not a lot, but a little bit. And that makes it taste different. It tastes good.
Oh, well, it makes it a little bit more saltier.
If
you want to get away from salt. If you want to get away from salt, which is a good thing.
Yes.
But not totally get away from salt, because we need it. But
right.
Back to the hometown. You know, if you got a pen and paper, you can write this down, but because it's one of their original 17 branding irons. But if you're going down I-70 through Nebraska and you look down off that flat, plain drive and you see a green spot out there, that's a town. That's an old cowboy town. Get off 70, go visit it. But where I'm from, it used to be known as Hitchcock County after the famous sheriff. And then it subdivided itself into Hitchcock and Dundee. and it's got some of the earliest settlers of the 1860 land rush, which I'm a member of. And the county seat for Dundee is Benkelman, Nebraska. And a famous movie star that used to be on the Wagon Master or Wagon Trail with the old Borax commercials, which is way before your time, I know. He opened his own museum there, Ward Bond, in trying to, to keep the cowboy history.
Right.
And it's a great place to visit. Now, the pen and paper is there's a park bench even in that town that has some of the old original branding irons branded into it.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you'll sit and write box number and letter in box form, the branding iron that's from my family is a 4 with the downstroke of the 4 and the back of the letter B. Now, that's going to scare you if you write both of them together. And you'll
if you write it down. 4, write the box letter 4.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then E, the back of the E, capital E, on the 4. Downstroke of the 4.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's just missing one thing.
Oh, don't try that at home.
No, that's just one of the weird things about my history and my life.
I love that. Pinkelman is the name of the place. Pinkelman, Nebraska?
It's pronounced Benkelman.
Benkelman.
Spelled with an E instead of an A, so you say Benkelman.
Benkelman. I love it.
County seat for Dundee County.
I'm going to remember that. You know, I used to live in Nebraska. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska, and I loved the people there. I went to Omaha and Lincoln and Chadron and all those places.
Well, my ancestry's got in the Lincoln Museum. There's pieces there.
That's so cool. And for people listening to us, it's like we talk about this Kate on the Road thing. The food that's indigenous to Nebraska, beef, obviously, but these cool things called runzas.
Mm-hmm.
I like the runzas.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's like cabbage and beef and a roll thing. It's good. They have runs of huts.
Have you ever ate an onion cake?
No, but I would love to. Is it good? I love onion.
It tastes nothing like it sounds.
Really?
It's an original German dish.
Wow, onion cake. Oh, that sounds so good. I'm going to go look that up. Grim, you are always so fun to talk to, and you sound so good, so we're so happy to hear from you again. Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. It's working. Hang with us. Back with more odds and ends this time on the flip side.
Separate your truth from your dreams. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In 170 countries where we thought corporate interests would be attacked next. To take our country back, to keep our nation safe, we have to begin by beating Hillary Clinton. We need to unify our party. We need to be better than our government, which 75% of the American people now think is corrupt and incompetent. They're right. We need to be better than our politics. 80% think we have a professional political class of both parties that cares more about its power, position, and privilege than actually on getting anything done. We need to unify our party. We need a real conservative in the White House. And we need to beat Hillary Clinton to take our country back and keep our nation safe. I can. I am. And together, if you join me, we will take our country back.
Went for you yesterday, and here you come today.
Carly Fiorina. Yeah, she's still hanging in for sure. Because she thinks she has a chance to be president of all the candidates across the stage. No offense to the former head of Hewlett-Packard. But she is low on the totem pole when it comes to the polls, and the polls matter for what reason? How often do I say this? Because that's how you get on the big stage, and once you're in the big stage, that still doesn't mean anything once you're out there and you're pounding the pavement for votes. But in the case of Carly Fiorina, she's doing what she can to hang in there. However, Donald Trump has such a tremendous lead, and then you've got Ted Cruz, and you have Marco Rubio, and the list in front of her is just that much greater. But you wonder if, well, I wouldn't say that. I think anybody, if it's Rubio, if it were Ted Cruz, if it were Donald Trump, I don't see them looking at her as the running mate. Does she earn her place in some other position? I'm not so sure either, but it doesn't hurt her in the world of business, I think, to be in the position that she's in, you know, right now. Did Donald Trump have a good night? This was the fifth Republican debate in Las Vegas. His opponents didn't challenge what he said about the call to ban Muslims from entering the United States, because he actually, you know, went up in the polls. So there was no reason to go after him. If he's bouncing up in the polls, then you don't want to do that. So there was no doing that. They tried to, I think this at CNN, what they tried to do is they tried to kind of create that, they tried to create the food fight sort of debate. You had Wolf Blitzer, he's the main guy, of course, Dana Bash, Hugh Hewitt. They were trying to pit them against each other, especially Trump, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. And they definitely wanted some mix-ups between Jeb and Trump. And there was a little bit, but it wasn't overwhelming. It was kind of an outside-the-cage matchup. There was a few moments where there was a little traction, but not enough. Not like in the first debate, or really the second debate, not as much as in the second debate. You had Cruz and Rubio, who threw down the gauntlet over immigration, and they hashed and clashed over military intervention and government spying on Americans' communications, and especially immigration. And this is the first debate since the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. In fact, there wasn't too much mention about San Bernardino. I was kind of surprised by that. But the heightened the fears of terrorism. And there's been a lot of debating about Obama's campaign to defeat ISIS in the Middle East and the nation's security posture in preventing attacks in the U.S. So Trump's call for temporarily banning Muslims from the U.S., you know, a proposal that was criticized by his rivals, dominated most of the discussion heading into the debate, but it wasn't at all what was talked about in the debate. Cruz and Rubio said they understood why Trump raised the idea of banning Muslims, avoided directly criticizing him. They focused on each other instead about national security and immigration. Like I said, Rubio defended his support for eventually providing a pathway to citizenship in the U.S. illegally, which is an unpopular position in the Republican Party. Remember, Rubio was a co-author of the Senate legislation in 2013 that would have created the pathway. But since then, he said the nation's immigration crisis has to be addressed. Cruz went a little bit further. He said, I've never supported legalization and illegally. The people who are here illegally. I've never supported legalization. I don't intend to support legalization. Yeah, I think about it. They're both Cuban Americans. They're both in their 40s. And they've been sparring away from the microphones. And Ted Cruz is a little bit on the rise. Rubio is trying to hang in there and be that candidate. So I think you're going to see more of Rubio and Cruz going after each other probably. They definitely have different strategies on ISIS and on immigration. They have different thoughts and also in what we do to prevent attacks in the U.S., let's put it that way. And Cruz broke a record, jumping 21 points to lead in Iowa. The Bloomberg poll showed that. So heading into the debate, he was pretty happy about that news. That was the end of, you know, he basically knocked out Ben Carson, and he opened a lead over Donald Trump. And this is the Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register Iowa poll. He's backed by 31% of the people likely to attend Republican caucuses that start the presidential nomination season on February 1st. Trump is second at 21%. Up a little bit since October. But the 21-point jump since October is the largest between the Iowa polls recorded in the last 5 presidential caucus campaigns. That's something significant to take away. Wow. So in the last 5 presidential campaigns, that's the biggest leap. It's not a surprise that that's what it is, but how crazy wild is that? Huge, huge, needless to say, for Ted Cruz. Debate-wise, I say flip a coin on who won. Who are the real winners in this? I think the more information that gets out there, the more the flow is. You know what? The winners are people who are going to vote. Because if they're strictly going to vote Republican, if they're independent and they're open to a Democrat or to a Republican, then I think what you want to see is as much info, as much content from the candidates themselves on the way they think, then the squaring off. By the way, let me mix in a couple of top headers for you, including this one. After being deadlocked, the Freddie Gray jury ends the day without a verdict. Remember that what happened with the officers and the way they treated Freddie Gray and the explosiveness that went down in Baltimore after that. So deadlocked again. The group went home Tuesday after 8 hours of discussions that they say were so difficult that at one point in the afternoon they told the judge they were deadlocked. He told them to keep deliberating. It's not clear. Are they stuck on one or more of the 4 charges? Remember, this happened back in April. Gray died April 19th, a week after his neck was broken in the back of a police van with his wrists and ankles shackled. So what we're talking about here is the police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. And so far, they're deadlocked. So far, they haven't come up with a verdict, and we'll see what happens as this progresses. I think they may be stuck on a couple of things. Might be stuck on a couple of things as they try to figure it out as to whether or not he's guilty. The judge denied requests from the defense, including a motion for a mistrial and change of venue. But if that continues, something will happen here. For sure. In the meantime, we move from the Freddie Gray jury and the question mark that hangs over that to this story that caught my attention too, actually, in between everything that we're talking about, and it's what fuels the economy, well, fuels the government economy. There is a big budget battle that we've talked about. The House Republicans announced a deal that ends oil exports bans. How about that? I mean, that slips under the wire, I think, for some people. But this is a huge story. This happened late Tuesday. Yep, it's a deal. And the White House. The Republicans in the White House, $1 trillion end-of-the-year tax and spending package to fund the government through 2016. They've been working overtime, passing a temporary spending resolution. So how about that? The government runs out of money, technically ran out of money, December 11th. Coming up next, we're going to nail the score. Join us, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
If you correctly nail the score this time around, check it out. You'll win a computer. What a deal. Doesn't cost you a dime. You just have to call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And, boy, we are getting deeper and deeper into the NFL to the time where pretty soon we're going to be lamenting the end of the season. For those of us who are big fans of the great game, Week 15, oh yeah, Week 15 features a Thursday night game that includes the Buccaneers and the Rams, and then a Sunday that features the likes of the Titans and the Patriots, Bills and the Redskins, Panthers and the Giants, Packers and the Raiders. The Broncos and who are they playing? The Broncos, easy for me to remember. Broncos and the Steelers, that could be a good matchup. Dolphins and the Chargers, well, you get my drift. Cardinals and the Eagles as the late game, the Sunday night game. Who knows what it'll be? So Nathan Reeder, he is so good with this computer. Let it fly. Really, I can't believe it just left my lips. The Sunday night affair, Cardinals and the Eagles. The Eagles are the, is the nail the score game. So all you have to do is call us and tell me who's going to win. Cardinals 10-7, Cardinals 31-21, Eagles 50-10. It doesn't matter. Whatever you guess is good. Because there is no definite, there is no symmetry in guessing the scores. Let's put it that way. So once again, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net, and perhaps you will nail the score. Pete in Texas gets the first crack at it. Hey, Pete.
Where are they playing?
Playing in Philly.
Oh, okay. Let's call it 35-24 Cardinals.
All right. Cardinals in Philly, 35-24. Pete, you are locked and loaded, my friend, okay?
See ya.
He's back in the bunker. Pete, did you go back in that bunker? All right. Let's go out to Sneaky Pete. Do you believe in Philly turning it around with a couple of wins, back-to-back wins? It's almost a miracle in itself. But the Cardinals, wow, Cardinals are tough. Sneaky Pete, what do you think?
Sneaky Pete says 34-24, and I'm going to go with the Cardinals winning it.
34-24, wow. So how interesting that'd be. Pete says 35-24, you say 34-24 card.
Until Grandma said, thank you very much, and I'm going to try his recipe for the pork chop.
Sauce.
That sounds
yeah.
Plum larrapin.
It does, and he knows the sauces, so I guarantee it's probably going to taste super good. I agree with you. I'm going to try it, too. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Or flip me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Having trouble there, you shouldn't, but if you do, delaneymediagroup@live.com. And if you correctly nail the score, as long as you do till the top of the hour, same deal, you win a computer, of course. So let's go out to Grim, as a matter of fact. Hey, Grim.
Well, like you say, it's just guessing, and you know I've been out of this game for a couple of weeks here. And
that's all right.
Able to keep up with it, but I'm going to go with your Phillies, 24, and then I'm going to go with the Cards, which I wished it was Carolina that was they'd be beaten, but I'm going to go with the Cards, 19.
Oh, I like it, Grim. 24-19. You could be right. Thank you for the guess. All right, of course, Nathan is always fun to see what he has to say, the big sports fan that he is. Hey, Nathan.
Huh?
Yeah, what do you think? Do you like the Cardinals or the Philadelphia Eagles?
I hear them Cardinals throw a good baseball.
They do, but that would be the St. Louis Cardinals. I love it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
Yep, I am. I'm still going for the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll go 38-27 Cardinals.
38-27.
Everybody is going to be mad at both defenses that game.
I like it. Thank you, Nathan. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. Okay, my guess is for the Philadelphia Eagles. They're on a roll lately. It's at the link for what it's worth. The Cardinals are incredible. Carson Palmer looks like a world beater, but I'm still saying the Eagles are going to come up with some turnovers or something that happens, even though I'm all over Chip Kelly and I wish he would just leave town. I pick Philly. And I think the final score is, I think the final score is 38-34, but Philadelphia wins it. That would be a miracle. I mean, that would be like a game changer for them that they win that. it's not likely when you look at it on paper, but see, this is the tail end of the year, and things that aren't likely have been happening all season here and there. Even Philly, I think the Eagles beating the Patriots was unbelievable. So I'm going to say that I think the Sunday night game will be a thriller. I do. I don't think it's going to be a runaway train. And for that reason, I really think Philly keeps it a lot closer than most people would predict. You know, Philly is getting a couple of points just from the wise guys, but the number isn't huge. That's what makes me think that, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals already clinched a playoff spot, and of course they want more. They're talking about a light, icy mix at Lincoln Field. It's going to be about 40-some degrees when they're playing, and I just, gosh, as much as I've been all over the Eagles, I just think that this is a game they're going to win. I think they're going to find a way to win it instead of finding a way to lose it, which is really the story of their season. But this is going to be a different one. So the Eagles are at 6-7, are second in the NFC East. The Cards are clinching a playoff spot. They're first in the NFC West, for what it's worth. I just, I believe it comes down to the waning moments of the game. And I think you'll either see some kind of a turnover, something unexpected, let's put it that way. Something unexpected will happen that'll change the final 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes of it. And that's why I think the Eagles, the improbables, will knock off Arizona. But it's not going to be any kind of a blowout. I don't even think on the other side of it, it would be a blowout. So even if it was Arizona, and they're definitely the better team on all sides of the ball, I still don't think that they just blow them out either. You know, there's the fatigue that starts to set in. They've already clinched a playoff spot. So it's different than their backs are against the wall, but it's still a different kind of struggle, if you will, than what they've been seeing. It's a different kind of struggle. All right, I think we have a call, so let's go. Oh, yeah, we got Kathy. Kathy, what's your guess?
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing up there in Maine? Are you in Maine or Washington?
We're in Washington.
You're in Washington. You know, there's another Kathy that's in Maine, and you guys almost sound alike. So, yes, you're in Washington. You've called us the last couple of weeks. What do you think?
I'm thinking 20-9, the Cardinals.
20-9, the Cardinals?
Yes.
Wow. Kathy, you could be right. That would be such a sad, sad day for me. But the Eagles aren't world beaters. Great guess. Thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Good luck.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.